The Colobus Walkthrough. Welcome to the Colobus Walkthrough, the former aviary where a group of eastern black and white colobus monkeys now live. This is one of four audio description tracks within Monkey Valley. The beautiful colobus monkeys, with their dramatic black and white fur and long tufted tails, live high in the treetops where they eat leaves, sleep, and leap between branches. On a sunny day, they will be active both at tree and ground level. The young especially are very energetic, jumping, climbing, and playing around. Please note that the colobus walkthrough is occasionally closed for maintenance or to allow the colobus to rest. If it is closed, you will be able to walk around the structure. When the walkthrough is open, guides are taking visitors through. They will keep you together in a group and bring you to the areas where the colobus are active. You can press pause on this description and listen to the guides. If groups are taken through the enclosure quickly, you may need to finish listening to this description once you've come out the other end of the walkthrough. Inside the former aviary, a raised pathway with handrails on either side transports us to the lush, mountainous forests of Central Africa. The pathway zigzags its way through the vegetation, sloping gently up towards the centre, then down again towards the exit. To the left of the path, after the second bend, a tactile sculpture of two colobus monkeys stands against the rail. The former aviary, with its huge aluminium pillars, floating tetrahedrons and see-through mesh, soars cathedral-like some 20 metres above the pathway. Beneath it, the ground slopes up quite steeply up from Regent's Canal on the left. To the right, a waterfall flows some 10 metres down into a peaceful lagoon. You may be able to hear the gushing water. This feature was part of the original structure designed to cut out some of the traffic noise from nearby roads. The colobus is the most arboreal of all African monkeys, and over 1,000 plants and trees have been used to create an environment reminiscent of the lush, mountainous forests of Central Africa. A number of vertical wooden poles rise up either side of the walkway, with climbing rods and semicircular perches set at various levels. They look a little like ship masts with multiple crow's nests. These create sunny and shaded basking spots at different levels for the monkeys who currently make up this particular troop. Linking them is more than 800 metres of rope with swings, bridges and circular mesh hammocks, allowing the monkeys to leap and swoop amongst the trees. Other ropes crisscross the lagoon beneath the path. High up to one side, two mesh tunnels connect this space with a separate enclosed building for the monkeys, which is described in one of the other audio tracks. Colobus monkeys have distinctive black and white markings which are almost the same for males and females. Their facial features are dark grey or black, with deep-set dark eyes and a nose flattened against a wide snout. A border of white fur surrounds these features, spreading under their chin like a beard, up each side of their face and joined by a white line across the forehead. Short black fur sticks up on the tops of their heads, and an indent like a central parting creates distinctive bumps either side of their skull. These bumps vary in size and are one of the features used by zookeepers to tell one from another. Their curved backs are covered in black fur with a fringe of long white hair called a mantle, which runs along either side and around their rear. A long, strong black tail ends with a large tuft of white. Colobus have four very long fingers and a bump for the thumb. The fingers act like a hook, allowing them to swing freely through the trees. They have a very large big toe, which sticks out to the side to grab at branches. Nicknamed the high-flying monkeys, colobus monkeys live high in the treetops. They use branches as trampolines, jumping up and down on them to get lift-off for leaps of up to 5 metres. At other times, they use them more like catapults, gripping a branch with their toes. They swing it forward and back a few times, increasing the bend of the branch until they can fire themselves forwards. As they leap up and then drop downwards, arms outstretched to grab the next branch, the long white hair of their mantle flares out around them like a makeshift parachute. The tactile sculpture stands against the left-hand rail, just over halfway along the walkway after the second bend. It depicts two monkeys, both in profile. The one at the top faces towards the right, their long, gently curved back forming the top of the sculpture. Their face to the right is bordered in white fur, and there are distinctive bumps on its head. The longer white hair of the mantle runs from the shoulder along the monkey's flank. Beneath this monkey is another smaller colobus, facing towards the left and sitting on its haunches. Their two tails drape through the dense foliage of the trees on which they sit, the long white wavy strands contrasting with the dark green leaves. Colobus eat leaves, lots of leaves. To keep them fed without devastating the planted environment, zookeepers use a pulley system to raise branches of their favourite leaves up the wooden poles. When browsing, the term used for when they are feeding, the monkeys might find a perch to sit on, leaning forward nonchalantly with one elbow braced against a tree branch, their long white tufted tails hanging down the trunk. At other times, they sit erect and alert, their heads flicking from side to side, their eyes wide and gleaming. They live in groups, usually with a dominant male, several females, and their young. Sociable and easygoing, they work together to find food, look after babies, or warn each other of danger. They bond by grooming. Females spend a lot of time combing dirt and bugs from the fur on the male's bottom. You leave the enclosure through another double security door. You may be surprised by the sound of what seems to be a monkey farting. Real colobus farts aren't that loud, but eating fibrous leaves mean they constantly release gas from both ends. It smells like leafy compost. Once outside, take the path left towards a hand-washing station, especially important as we are leaving an animal enclosure. There are three other audio tracks around Monkey Valley. One is in Colobus Corner, the far corner of the site where there is a tactile sculpture of colobus monkeys. One track describes the Colobus House, a building which now runs alongside the former aviary to give the monkeys indoor shelter. And another track describes the architecture of this amazing walkthrough structure.